Welcome to The Bridge, the radio ministry of The Bridge Bible Fellowship in Reseda, California, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Paul Brown. Today, Pastor Paul will teach on spiritual warfare part two of The Battle for Your Mind.
Jesus is the bridge, the way to life eternal. Come and see, come and live, come and grow. Come and see, come and live, come and grow.
Beloved radio commentator Paul Harvey pictured Satan's attack in his piece, If I Were the Devil. It goes like this. If I were the prince of darkness, I would want to engulf the whole earth in darkness. I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I would not be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I should shut about whatever necessary to take over the United States. I would begin with a campaign of whisper. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper, the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I'd whisper that what is bad is good and what is good is square. In the ears of the young married, I would whisper that work is debasing. Cocktail parties are good for you. To the old, I would teach to pray, to say after me, Our Father which art in Washington. Then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull, uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Let those run wild. I'd designate an atheist to front for me before the highest court, and I'd get preachers to say, she's right. With flattery and promises of power, I would get the courts to vote against God in favor of pornography. Thus, I would evict God from the courthouse, from the schoolhouse, then from the House of Congress. Then in his own churches, I'd substitute psychology for religion and deify science. That way, men would become smart enough to control everything. If I were Satan, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. Then my police state would force everybody back to work. Then I could separate families, putting children into unicamps. If I were Satan, I'd just keep on doing what I'm doing, and the whole world would go to hell as sure as the devil. Paul Harvey sure had a way with words. Over 400 years prior to Paul Harvey, Martin Luther had similar thoughts. He was very aware of the relentless spiritual battle for the mind. About 10 years after posting his 95 Theses, he was exiled for standing up to the lies that were being propagated by the religious leaders of the day. He knew that what they were teaching was the doctrine of demons, and it had to be confronted with truth. While in exile, he wrote what is now a very famous hymn based on his translation of Psalm 46. It's called, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. He wrote this, A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe, that's Satan, doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. We looked at that last week as we studied our enemy, the devil. Verse 2, Martin Luther writes, Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man, that's our ally, on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. He goes on to say, And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gift are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. You see, my friends, Martin Luther stood up at a crisis time in church history when the gospel had to be brought back to the church. He began to teach what had been lost. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, and the finished work of Jesus Christ alone, for the glory of God alone, and all of this can be found in the Scriptures alone. And the more Martin Luther was devoted to proclaiming the truth of the gospel, the more he experienced enemy attacks. But he knew his ally was greater. So last week, we looked at our enemy. We studied his names, his nature, and his methods. He is a liar, and he loves to lie to us. He wants to play mind games with believers, to distort our thoughts, our feelings, and our attitudes, and ultimately our actions. His target is our minds. And I want to say, there's a whole lot of people in the world today that are deceived. Jesus said that the vast majority of people in the world are on a broad path leading to destruction. Religious people who don't even know that they're deceived. In the last day, they're going to come believing that they were his followers. He's going to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." They did not know him the way that he must be known. They were deceived. So my friends, if you're deceived today, you probably don't know it. The only way to know if you are deceived is to know what is absolutely true. You need the comprehensive truth of God's word so that you can discern what is true and what is a lie. So many professing believers are being led astray by lies because they haven't devoted themselves to know the truth. So since this is Satan's strategy to use lies, we must, like Martin Luther, know our enemy and know our ally and lean upon him. And that's what I want you to study with me today. I believe it's time to stand up and say, no more. I will not give my mind up to anyone other than God. He encased my brain in the most protected area of my body for a reason, and he now wants me to be a good steward of my mind. We can win the battle against our formidable foe if we defeat him utilizing our ally. Who is our ally? It's God. God's names and nature, we don't have time for that. That's a huge study. But we do have time to look at some things about God. And God is truth. He is unlimited. Satan is a liar and limited. God is true and unlimited. We know that God is true. His Son is true. He sent out His Spirit of truth to lead us into all truth. Therefore, we must dedicate our lives to studying truth so we can have victory over our enemy. Is it any wonder that Satan has manipulated pastors to stop preaching sound doctrine? He knows that sound doctrine will defeat him. We need more truth, more doctrine, more understanding, more teaching so that we can resist the evil one. Well, the key to victory is to learn and apply God's methods in the battle. What is God's method? Well, Satan's method is lies and God's method is truth. Now, I know there's a lot of spiritual warfare gurus out there saying that the real key to the battle is to bind Satan, to cast him out, to discern the names of territorial demons, and to kick them out of the city, etc. That's not the way to victory. Victory comes from the truth. This is stated over and over and over in the Bible. Romans 12, 1 and 2. You must not be conformed to this present world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind with truth. He says this is a therefore. Based on what? Based on 11 chapters of God's character demonstrated through sound doctrine. It's the mercies of God demonstrated in the gospel. Sound doctrine. First three chapters, we are condemned sinners. The next three chapters, God will sanctify us by His Spirit. And then the few chapters after that, God will do a mighty work in us and even in the nation of Israel. God's great mercy is His justification, sanctification, restoration, all by His grace. And when we understand that gospel, we want to take control of our minds. We don't want to be misled anymore. We want to fill our minds with truth. Jesus said it this way in John chapter 8. Verse 30, as he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You see, they had come to believe in him in a certain way, but not in a biblical way. They weren't trusting in him. They just knew he could do miracles. Jesus says, it's the truth that makes you free. Well, my friends, if truth makes you free, then lies lead you into slavery and bondage. And it's my concern that way too many believers today are still living in a form of bondage. They don't need to. They're not overcoming by faith. They are not living an abundant life. They are not continuing in his word and experiencing freedom. Oh, but it's available. What was the response of the Jewish people to Jesus? They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Their problem? They wouldn't admit that they were sinners in need of a savior. Jesus tells them, they commit sin because they are slaves of sin, but he has come to set them free. He does that through his truth. John 17, verse 15 through 17, Jesus in his prayer to his Father says, "I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Jesus was completely sanctified, set apart unto God, perfectly holy, and he wants us to be like him. He wants God to keep us from the evil one. How? By sanctifying us in the truth, God's word. And when we have the word dwelling in us richly, Colossians 3:16, when we meditate on it and walk upon it, then the Spirit can empower us to live it, and we can overcome the enemy. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Bridge, the radio ministry of The Bridge Bible Fellowship in Reseda, California. I'm Pastor Paul Brown, and we are in a study on spiritual warfare, learning how to win the battle for our mind. Satan is our enemy, but God is our ally. Well, how far do I need to go with this truth? I mean, do I have to be really picky about everything that goes into my mind? Yes, you do. Paul wrote to the Philippians in Philippians 4:8, on the heels of a discussion about anxiety, discouragement, depression, he writes, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." Mind these things, dwell on these things, ponder these things, meditate on these things, constantly think about these things, milk these things for all they are worth until your life is changed. Then you will experience God's peace in a profound way. Satan wants to say, whatever is partially true, whatever isn't completely evil, whatever is mostly right. No, God doesn't say that. God says, fill your mind with things that are absolutely true, totally honorable, perfectly right. Let me ask you a question. How much leisure time do you have in a given day? If you're a busy person like I am, it may not be much, but don't you think the devil loves that leisure time? See, if you were the devil and you knew people were busy all day long, when would you get control of their minds? At night? When you deserve a break? When you're tired, you just want to relax, you want to watch TV, listen to some music, and have that stuff go in your mind over and over and over again. That's the way he attacks, through lies, any way he can. Ephesians 6:14 says the first piece of spiritual armor we put on is truth, the belt of truth. It completely encompasses our lives and everything else attaches to it. And then later he says we have an offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Those are spoken words you take out of that belt of truth. The enemy is coming after your mind that you have to guard it with his word of truth. 1 Timothy 1:18 says, "This command I entrust you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith with a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith," or the faith. How do people suffer shipwreck with regard to the faith, that truth of God? By being misled through false doctrine. Paul says, I want you to have pure doctrine that leads to a pure lifestyle. Truth, it helps you see what's right and wrong. It helps you understand how to choose the right way and walk in victory. If we don't, if we allow lies into our mind, we could suffer shipwreck and be devastated. 1 Peter 5:8 and following talks about the devil as a roaring lion. There's a parallel passage in James chapter 4. And starting in verse 4, James writes, you adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scriptures speak to no purpose? He jealously desires a spirit which he has made to dwell in us, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You see, there's a lot of people walking on the fence. They want to love God and love the world. They want to be kind of holy. They want to be a little bit set apart. And so they engage in worldly things, and God doesn't mince words. He says, that's spiritual adultery. You want to be a friend of the world? You're not a friend of mine. You're now my enemy. What a sad thing. See, God put his Holy Spirit in us, and that Spirit is jealous that we are totally devoted to Christ with every bit of us, especially our minds. And so verse 7 says, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Don't walk the fence. Commit yourself wholeheartedly to God. Then you stand firm in God's truth, and you can resist the devil, and he will flee. Oh, my dear friends, that's what God wants. Why is this important? 1 Peter 5:8-9, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Have a sober spirit. That means no fuzzy thinking. Your mind must be crystal clear. You must be serious about what is right and what is wrong. No gray areas. See, when your mind is directed by God's truth, you can see the deceptions and the trickery of the devil for what it is. You must be alert, watchful, sensitive. Don't let the devil desensitize you to what's true. Be sensitized by the truth. How? Be firm in faith. Know what you believe. Know why you believe it. Be anchored in it. Know for sure what you believe and hang on to it for all it's worth. Why? What's going on? 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Paul says we have powerful weapons available to us, but they're not fleshly weapons. You can't fight the devil with your bicep. And you have these things that are fortresses. These are not territorial demons. These fortresses, he says, are reasonings or speculations or arguments, lofty thoughts, pretensions in our minds that are contrary to God's word. Here he's referring to the Judaizers who were trying to say you have to add works to grace to be saved. That's not true. It's a lie. But in principle, we can apply this to a lot of other ways the enemy attacks our thought life. You see, he wants human wisdom to replace divine revelation. It could be a worldview, like materialism or hedonism or Darwinism or secularism or relativism or communism or atheism or any other ism out there. These can become strongholds set up against the knowledge of God. It can be a worldview or it can be an attitude like worry, or seeking the approval of other people, or living in fear of man, or an attitude of guilt, or constant resentment, or insecurity. All of these things can become an idol in our life and can influence us to walk away from God's truth. What should we do instead? Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's your heart, that seat of where decisions are made, intellect, emotion, and will. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You might say, but God's way doesn't work. I've got to find a better plan. No. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in God. Rely on him. He has a plan. Don't depart from absolute truth and go into the realm of partial truth or outright lies. Stay with the truth. You see, these are those strongholds satanic lies that have taken root in our lives where we trust in our own understanding instead of the revelation of God. How do I break that? Paul says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Bring your thoughts into submission. Don't let them run wild. Use a grid of Scripture. Does this match with Scripture? If not, reject it. If it does, embrace it. Now, here's the hard part. Some things in Scripture aren't things that we want. We don't like it. God tells us to go make disciples of all the nations. He tells us to witness to everybody. That may not feel good, but it's right. We need to take those thoughts captive. Ask the question, is this thought from God or from some other source? If it's a thought from God, I'll take it. If not, I reject it. Satan's power is in the lie. He has no power over you except what you give him by failing to take every thought captive, and then you become deceived by believing his lies. It's not a power encounter. It's a truth encounter. Resist his lies with truth. What happens then? You resist him with the truth, he'll flee. But just like he did with Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verse 13 says, the devil went away, but he looked for an opportune moment to come back. You may resist the devil and win. You might have a great victory, but oh, don't let your guard down. Be sober. Be alert. He's ready to come back at any moment and attack you with more lies. Satan is a defeated foe, but please don't take even one of his thoughts. Why would you follow him? He's going to spend eternity in hell. I don't want his plan. Let me give you an example of some lies of Satan. Satan wants to tell you that your misbehavior is a disease. God says, no, it's a choice. Satan wants you to say, you can't do it. God wants to tell you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, I know that that applies primarily to living in a sense of being content, but it does spread to other areas of life. Satan will tell you, nobody's looking. Psalm 139 says, God is looking. Satan says, take it easy, be lazy. God's word says, no, work hard. Satan's lies are, I can't resist. I've always failed in the past. I'll always fail in the future. God's truth is, you can resist by the power of the Spirit. Satan's lie in your heart, I don't love him. I don't love her anymore. God's truth, a command, love them no matter what you feel. Satan's lie, everybody's entitled to one sin. God's truth, be holy as I am holy. Does God have one sin? No, he doesn't have any. Satan's lie, I'm too busy to have time with God. God's truth, don't be Martha, be like Mary. It's not an issue of time, it's an issue of priority. Satan's lie, God can't love me after what I've done. God's truth, God loves you. Even when you were yet an enemy, Christ died for you to prove his love. Satan's lie, I'm just a lousy sinner. God's truth, you are a saint because of his son. Do you ever have those lies or others creeping into your mind? Kick them out. Don't let them take place in you. See, we need our God as our mighty fortress. We need his truth to defend ourselves against the enemy. One little word of truth can fell him. Recognize your enemy. Prepare to fight. Know his schemes. Get a grid of Scripture. Identify error. Identify truth. And then live it. And then you can defeat the enemy. If you're an unbeliever, what's the big lie? The biggest lie is you don't need Jesus. Oh, you do. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through him. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Oh, come to Jesus. If you're a believer, he's lying to you too. Take your evil thoughts to God. Confess your laziness. Draw upon your ally. Get in his word and allow him to win the battle for your mind.
What an ally we have in Jesus. He has provided truth so we can win the battle for our minds. Are you actively engaged in a church that teaches God's truth faithfully? If you need help finding one, give us a call. If you are nearby and don't have a church home, please join us. Our Sunday worship service is at 9 a.m., followed by Sunday school for all ages at 10:45 a.m. We are located at 18644 Sherman Way in Reseda, California. For more information about our church, please go to www.thebridgebiblefellowship.com. Please join us next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. on 99.5 KKLA as we continue our study on spiritual warfare with the battle for our emotions.